I'm going to give credit to the Raiders. They came in with a great game plan, played well, coached well, out-coached us, outplayed us, out-physicaled us, everything you could say. They deserve the credit for this game, and we certainly didn't even come close to making it competitive in any sense of the word. So we obviously have a lot of work to do and a short week to get it done in. we get one chance a week to put our name on something for the 3 hours we play and coach on Sunday, and that's our name is going to be forever put on this game. And none of us are proud of it, and but we're a part of it. And those of us who are part of the problem are also going to have to be part of the solution. And we got to go back to work and try to fix a lot of things.
Are you embarrassed, Coach?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's a good football team. They're well coached. They played hard. They got a lot of, very good football players over there. And they're 45 points better than us today. And I fail to believe that, we couldn't have put together a better performance than that. And that starts with me. So I take full responsibility for it. It's not good enough. Not even close to good enough. And apologize to Pat and the organization, all the fans, everybody else. It was awful. There wasn't one. There's probably a bunch. There's a lot of things that have to go right. You have to do well in order to stop teams that are good running football teams from running the football effectively against you. And we did a lot of those right last week, and probably not very many of them this week. And that's really all it comes down to. There's a lot of people that have to do the job well in a running game, to stop a good running football team. There's nothing we could say. I can't say anything now. I can just try to show them, and our football team can try to show them with our performance as we go forward. I mean, there's nothing. I hope there's no words that can make any of us feel any better. It's not good enough, and we have to do a lot of work, a lot of soul searching, and come out and play football and coach football. A lot better than what we did today, and see if we can't start stringing some good performances together instead of going, up, down, and all around on a roller coaster every week.
Coach, why didn't you put in Tebow in the first quarter?
We're just trying to run our offense and made a decision not to do that in that kind of a game. I mean, that's not really the time that I'd want him to get, kind of work anyway.
You talked about being a player. How surprised are you?
I hope I'm surprised by the outcome, or at least the lopsidedness of it. You knew coming into this game against this team, they got great athletes, they got great speed, they got great size, and they've been in every game they've played in or won it. So, if there's any of us that took this team lightly, then we were sadly mistaken.
Josh, was there any indication during the week that the guys might not be mentally prepared for this game?
No. Yeah, we can't play very good football in the first quarter, it seems like we wait too long to get going or to get into the flow of the game, and that's a combination of coaching and playing and trying to prepare our team to play better early in the game, because we certainly haven't been able to get out in front of anybody.
Josh, most losses are difficult, last week was a tough loss. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more difficult than others, you think, to get over?
No, I mean, we're going to get ready for the 49ers tomorrow, and start practicing for them on Tuesday, and you don't have much time to sulk or else you're going to lose again.
Do you think it was, from what you saw, all about X's and O's, or do you think
no.
it was about your team?
No. I don't think that, if you have a team that's competitive most of the time and then we come out and we're just, in a word, uncompetitive, I think that's coaching, playing. We obviously weren't ready to go and never really got ready to go. So it certainly wasn't just about X's and O's. I mean, they ran the runs we practiced this week. They ran a defense we practiced this week, and we didn't execute nearly as well as they did. They deserve a lot of credit. They played well. They did a lot of good things. They had some new things in there that they showed us for the first time that were effective for them, and we didn't do much of anything good today.
What does
Everything disturbs me at this point. It's not one thing over another. It starts with myself, so I have to find a way to coach better, get our team more prepared, ready to go early in the game, and we're going to have to play better, coach better.
On two specific plays, did you have a read from the sidelines on the first pick, Kyle Field?
When you said a read, Dave, what do you mean?
Did you get a read on what happened?
I think he just kind of sat on the route. I mean, he made a good play on the particular pattern that we were running. You know, he's a good corner. He's a quick corner. Got a lot of speed, and he made a decent read on it. You know, I think it comes down to that, and you know, he made a good play on the ball and scored with it.
And on the Zach Miller play, do you have any
idea? No, I don't. We had played a lot of man-to-man coverage, and you know, most of the time we had somebody specific lined up and ready to go on Zach Miller, and we didn't account for him then. They had a good play action pass.
Josh, the last 2 years, your defense has been kind of, we've seen these heckle of, you know, Jekyll and Hyde performances where, you know, you stop Chris Johnson cold, and then, you know, Darren McFadden ran a roll today, and that happened a couple times last year where you were great early
mm-hmm.
in defense, and then it got run over late.
Yep.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, we've got to be able to play at the same level, coach at the same level every game. And, you know, we can't get ready for some teams and have a good game plan and execute the game plan right and play them very competitively and tough in certain areas and then come out the next week and fail in every other aspect. I believe in my heart that this team is good enough to play a heck of a lot better than what we did today. But we didn't do it, and we didn't coach that way either. So, you know, it's up to us to find a solution and try to become a lot more consistent as the season progresses here and find some answers to some of the things that certainly are troubling us right now. No. It was the same defense that played last week.